Well, hi there. This is a sojourner coming to you from the Alpha House, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here and those of you who are or will be listening from around the world. Our message this time is Strengthen, Heal, Restore. And this is the second in the series that I'm doing. And this series that I'm doing is on what God gave me when Sojourners was established. And so we're looking now at this time as sojourners, strengthen the weak, heal the sick, build up the injured, bring back the strays, and search for the lost. And the scripture where that general topic is found is Jeremiah 23, 2 and 3. But the scripture I will be using, while that will be involved in that scripture, there's a little more scripture there. So we'll be looking at Jeremiah 23, 1 through 4, if you want to have time to look that up in your Bibles. Those of you with the bulletin know that it's already printed there for you. And, of course, I will be using the New International Version. I employ that here to allow Christian speakers around the world equal understanding of the words used. So, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1 through 4. Woe to the shepherds who have destroyed and scattered the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. You know, when I was following the leading of the Holy Spirit by developing a Sojourner's Fellowship brochure, I was preparing to write a doctrine statement when suddenly the Holy Spirit said, no, don't put up a doctrine page. The doctrines of men divide the body. I will tell you what to put up about those in Sojourner's Fellowships and what they're to do. I realized that what he was giving us here was sort of our marching orders. It was then I realized doctrine was not necessarily a marching order. Then I was taken to Jeremiah 23, to this section of Woe to the Shepherds. I must tell you, I was a little taken back when I was first reading where I had been sent. I was wondering, what had I done wrong to receive such a strong rebuke? Then the Holy Spirit said, tell the people they are to do what these shepherds had failed to do. The sojourners with you are to be doers, not just hearers. My people are to be people of action. My action through them. See, his action through us. Believer and unbeliever alike are to see my glory flow through them in power. I was so amazed when I heard this. I thought, my. And I realized that we were not just to be another place where people would go and take part. Oh, to be sure we do that. It was when I realized Sojourner's Fellowships were not to be just another place that I realized I needed to listen very closely to the Holy Spirit. To hear a message, not just to hear it and go on about our life, but to do something because of the message that we were given. We are together scattered sheep. These sheep are to be people floundering without a shepherd, who were hungry for greener or green pastures, and those pastures to be from the Word of God. This was not just to be a place to graze, but to digest spiritual food. You know, many people just graze, and they don't digest well. But this was to be a place to graze and to digest spiritual food, and then to be energized to powerful action through the grazing. This was not to be empty calorie junk food, but spiritually, you know, nutritious food for the pulling down of strongholds to the glory of God. That's what he said we were to do and we were to be. Not a place of entertainment, but a place of true koinonia fellowship, where we knew each other and we knew what our needs of each other, and we knew our strengths of each other, and we knew how we were to work together. We were not supposed to be little clones of one another, but that we each had a purpose and a place, and we were to function in that purpose and place side by side as God moved in us. You see, God himself, through what we would do, would draw malnourished sheep. Think about that. Draw the malnourished sheep, as well as the lost and starving, to be made whole in Christ Jesus. That is really something. I sat there, I remember when I was getting this, and I was so amazed at the words that he was using and at the whole concept of it. Because it was all about restore. You see, those who were brought in would be well fed and would be able to feed others well. See, they weren't just people to be people that I would feed or other pastors and sojourners fellowships would feed, but they were to be well fed, the people there were to be well fed themselves, and they were to feed others. These restored and recreated new creatures in Christ would be prepared for works of service in building Christ's kingdom, his kingdom of the blessing. Believers were to become adults. Imagine that. Believers were to become adults. You see, so many people remain on the milk of the word. They don't even get to the pablum. They don't even get to the slightly solid food. And they spend decades there and have nothing to do with building the kingdom. But believers were to become adults, putting away childish thoughts and attitudes concerning the kingdom. This is so important. This is one of the things that we have dedicated ourselves to, trying to help people see and realize and do. For them to understand that, yes, there is the milk of the word that you first get, but the word is so much richer than that. Oh, to be sure that the word that brings us to Christ is powerful word and restores our relationship with God, because that's what Jesus did. He restored our relationship as though we were still in the garden. But oh my, then we are not just to remain on the milk, but we are to go to more solid food, to get to the meat of the word, the solid food that gives us the energy, that gives us the strength to go on in what we do in our walk with Christ. You see, believers were to function within their God-given anointing. You see, each one of us has a God-given anointing. I talked a little bit about that in the last session. Remember I said that you could be doing godly things, but if they weren't the godly things that God had assigned to you, you were in rebellion. And that God had a plan for you from before you were born, and if you would get into that plan and remain in that plan and do that plan, what you did would be anointed. You wouldn't have to pray for it to be anointed. It would be anointed because you were already functioning in the anointed plan that God had for you. So believers were to function within their God-given anointing where it would be evident, the Holy Spirit was working in authority and power on them, in them, and through them. Now think about that. Think about if every place you went, people could see that the Holy Spirit was working in authority and power on you. Well, that, first of all, makes an impression on people because they're seeing a witness there. They're seeing the authority and the power of God working on you, changing you, making you into all you can be. Remember, sometime back I said success leaves clues. Believe me, if the Holy Spirit is working in authority and power on you, that leaves clues. Then, if he's working on you, then at some point it begins to work in you. When it works in you, the power is just ratcheted up that much more. There's more power, there's more authority there. And then, when they see, you see, because that edifies you, that builds you up. You realize who you are in Christ. You realize your purpose. You realize what you were built and meant and created to be and do. But then, when they see the authority and power working through you, they know that God is real. It's hard to have a debate with somebody who's a non-believer. They don't want to have a debate with you if they see the power and authority of God working through you. Now, they may see it in you. They may see how it's affecting you, and they say, well, that's nice for you. But when they see it come through you, when they see it change other people, when they say other people change, or they see people healed, or they see people delivered because the power of God is working through you with authority, that gives them cause to pause. Then they know there really is something about this Jesus thing, because they can see it and they know it, and that's what they're looking to. You see, during this process of restoration to God's original will, because that's what we're all being restored to when we come to Christ. We're being restored to God's original will, and therefore His plan, each person would be strengthened and healed for their created purpose. One of the things that we want to do is we want to be willing to be strengthened and healed for our created purpose. And believe me, there is not one person on the face of this planet that was created to be sick, to show how to suffer for God. That is a lie straight out of the pit of hell. See, His plan was for each person to be strengthened and healed so that you could do your created purpose. And you were created with a purpose. Now, what a tremendous thing to be made whole and to be used to facilitate the same condition with and in others. That's the whole idea of our pods, our little home churches. They grow, the people in them grow, and then we have other home churches that they are a part of. Then the pods divide like a cell divides in the growth of an organism. And then there are more. And then the same process happens again, and again, and again, and again. You see, it's so amazing. You see, building and restoring. You see, what happens to believers when this happens? To bind restored and strong believers to their unique call, their own very unique called function in God's blessed kingdom. Oh, get a picture of that for yourself. That you're being bound and restored as a strong believer to your own unique called function in God's blessed kingdom. What would that be like? Can you get a picture of that in your mind? You see, that would be a beautiful picture to get in your mind. I don't think you've ever thought of it that way. But to bind yourself to that and be bound to that, what an awesome thing to be a part of doing in God's kingdom. What an awesome thing that is and would be. You see, what we're really talking about here is we're talking about a cycle. We're not talking about you going through a cycle where you're out in the cold again, but we're talking about a cycle of how God showed me that sojourners were to grow and to grow others and to provide a place where they could enjoy what we enjoy with the power and the authority of God moving through us. That's why before our meetings many times people will say, well, so-and-so has contacted me because they want prayer for this or that, because they hear that we have intercessors. They hear that we pray and God moves. See, that's the power and the authority of God working in us, on us, and through us. That's what that is. And you see, it has left clues, so people contact us for that. Some of the people sitting right here with me right now know that it's not unusual for people to get text messages or for the phone to ring during one of our meetings because somebody wants prayer for themselves or someone else. Now, in most church services, that would be bothersome, wouldn't it? People would say, well, look, they didn't turn their cell phone off. Or, you know, look at that. They're texting in the middle of church. But you see, we are always ministering. And people know that. And they feel comfortable to contact us for ministry. Because we're all ministers. We're all ministers of God's power and authority working through us. You see, the cycle of search, bind up, heal, strengthen, and restore was to be repeated by each sojourner. Oh, not that we go through that cycle again, but that we help other people through that cycle. We're to have our eyes and our ears open and get actually words of knowledge from God who says to us, that person there, go bind yourself to that person and help them. Patch them up. Help them heal. You see, the cycle of search, bind up, heal, strengthen, and restore was to be your and my thing to do. Will we each do it in exactly the same way? No. Because we're not all exactly the same people. But we can be working toward the same thing, but in our own unique ways. Not as little clones, but as unique creations, that each of us has our own little part. But if there's a bigger part too, I mean, we're not just rebellious, willy-nilly running off in different directions. But we watch and we allow God to move us in unison, even when we don't know we're moving in unison. You know, what a simple mandate, really. We were simply to be what we originally were created to be. Long ago, when God created mankind in the garden. And through the second Adam, we have the chance to be like that. You see, it is the simple life in Christ to which we have been called. Now, notice what I said there. I said the simple life in Christ is what we have been called to. Very important. Now, please understand, in the natural, a simple thing is not always an easy thing. Now, let me give you an example. If I set a board up on its edge, in our country we have what are called 2x4s. That means they're about 2 inches thick and 4 inches the other direction. If I put a 2x4 with its 2-inch edge up and I said to you, can you walk on that 2x4? It'd be pretty simple, wouldn't it? You'd just get on the 2x4 and say, yeah, look here, I can do that. Let me ask you another question. If I put that 2x4 20 feet in the air and I ask you to walk across that same 2x4, it'd be just as simple a thing as before to do, wouldn't it? But would it be as easy for you? Because it would be your perception of it. You had the same surface you were walking on before, but you'd start thinking about all the things that could go wrong at 20 feet off the ground that you didn't see could go wrong at 4 inches off the ground. So some things, while they're simple in the natural, do not seem really easy to us, do they? It's really simple to save $1 million. You just save it $1 at a time. Have any of you found that it's not necessarily easy to do? But it's simple. That's where the power of God becomes so important in your life. Because the power of God works whether or not you're 4 inches off the ground or 20 feet off the ground. It's the same God, same power, same authority. So, please understand, in the natural, a simple thing is not always an easy thing. We, while serving our Lord, may find our thinking being surprised by the authority and power being demonstrated on a daily basis in God's mandate to fulfill, you know, his whole mandate is to fulfill what he's called us to do. It doesn't matter if we're 4 inches off the ground or 20 feet off the ground or 200 feet off the ground. With him, all things are possible. Now, most of us would think twice about even considering to go 20 feet off the ground, let alone some people trying to walk across the Grand Canyon on a wire. Or from one skyscraper in New York City to another one on a wire. Now, those, of course, are not necessarily things that are going to build the kingdom. But I tell you, my friend, I don't care how difficult it looks, if God's in it, you're in God's plan, it'll work. And it will be as easy as it is simple when he empowers it, when he's working in you and through you. And that's what we've been called to be, him working in us and through us. That's where he gets the opportunity to demonstrate his authority and power on a daily basis in you and I. Yes. Fulfilled or filled to the full, which is what that means, fulfilled to the full measure of his will. Imagine that. Imagine God in all his authority and all his power working through you to fulfill his will, because that's his desire. And actually, you and I have been called to that. The minute we heard the prompting of God the Father drawing us to Christ, that began to be fulfilled in us. And faithful is he to continue the work he started until the end of all these days. We then must be as faithful as he is. Because God's not a man that he should lie. He's brought us into this to do his will, his work, and to do it his way. And that's where the power and the authority shows up. Yes. As I said, fulfilled or filled to the full measure of his will. So, if you're in the sound of my voice, let me encourage you to strengthen, heal, and restore today and every day as God's will overflows through you, a sojourner. Let him do it. He said he would do it. We were called to do it. It's for us to do. It is a gift and a blessing. If you're in the sound of my voice and you say, oh, I would like to know that I was restored to God, that the power and the authority of God was working on me, then working in me, and then working through me, you can have that happen. If you're somebody who's heard the gospel message and you feel like, well, I've really kind of let down on that, and now I'm feeling almost as beat up and battered as I did before I came to Christ, you or the person who's never come, you pray this prayer with me right now. You just pray, that's right, pray this prayer with me right now. Heavenly Father, I come to your throne boldly in the name of Jesus. I want all that Jesus has for me and all that you meant for him to have and do and be in and through me. I'm sorry I've neglected until now, that I've not been here, but I am here now and I am serious. I want all of Jesus. And I want His Holy Spirit that He promised to come into me now and to fill me. And I want all of God working on me, in me, and through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, let me know. Contact me. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to know if you prayed that prayer. You can contact me by email. You can contact me by telephone. Or you can contact us at on Skype. Now, if you contact us by telephone, it's very simple. You can even Google this and come up with one of our pages and figure out all the other things I'm about to tell you. But the phone number in the U.S. and Canada is 800-391-6944. That's 800-391-6944. Or you can email me, thesojourner@sojournershub.org. Oh, I know, you're saying, how do you spell Sojourner? That's spelled S-O-J-O-U-R-N-E-R. So that's thesojourner, all one word, at sojournershub.org. And you can reach me at Skype, which is thesojourner3734. Well, my friend, I hope you've gotten some idea about how God works through people, what God has called us to, what we are about, what we need to be about. And I'll be covering more aspects of this in the next several messages. So I'm going to leave you now with this blessing. Please contact me. It's really good to hear when we know that people's lives have been touched. But here's the blessing. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and I say it with the power of the Holy Spirit working through me in authority. The blessing of our Lord on you and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.